This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What's going on, everybody, and good morning. Today is Wednesday, February 12th, and this is your daily Go Birds morning update, giving you all the Eagles news you need to know, as well as what to keep an eye out for today. And I hope you guys enjoyed another day of celebrating the Eagles winning the Super Bowl. We now have parade details to go over, which means we're only, depends if you count Wednesday. I would say in some ways you're only one day away because you're already in today. Thursday would be the one day, and then Friday's the parade. So however you want to look at it, the parade is very close. It's crazy. No parade since 2017. Excited to see how this one stacks up to that one. This team has awesome personalities on it, just like 2017. So I think it could be a pretty special day. But let's get into what we have on the schedule for today. There was, as expected, a move made with Kellen Moore and the New Orleans Saints. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about a coach on the roster that the Eagles need to be very sure they do not lose. And then we'll get into the parade route, the info, what to expect, and all that. So a rare day where we're not super going to dive into the game from the Super Bowl. Certainly been a lot of that, and there will never be too much of it. But want to get into more of the offseason stuff and then let you guys know all the details for the parade on Friday. So first up, what's on the schedule? The parade. The parade is on Friday. We'll have the details for you. I want to get into that more detail later on. But the other thing to keep an eye out for is I believe the Eagles are going to have a locker room clean out this week. They do it every year, but it always is a little different when you win the Super Bowl because when you don't win the Super Bowl, normally locker clean out day is a sad day. You either just didn't make the playoffs or you just lost in the playoffs. This time, locker room clean out will be a celebration. I remember in 2017 when they had the locker room clean out, players were signing Super Bowl helmets. You know, it was just a celebratory day. And that will be the case when they have the locker room clean out this week. So not sure when that'll be exactly. Won't be Friday and it's not tomorrow. So chances are we're looking at Thursday. So on the schedule, keep an eye out for Thursday. You know, I'm guessing Nick, Jalen, everyone will talk. So it'll be cool to hear from them for the first time since they won the Super Bowl. Let's get right in to the news of it. According to multiple reports, Kellen Moore hired away as the New Orleans Saints head coach. So he wins a Super Bowl in New Orleans. He's going back to New Orleans to what is, let's be honest, like a bad job. It's a cool city to live in. It's a good fan base. But really kind of a terrible team, not a ton of talent on it. It's a major rebuild, but Kellen Moore has been passed up for a lot of head coaching jobs, so I don't blame him for taking it. If you get passed up for a bunch, eventually you got to accept the job you're going to get is just not a good one. I think there's some logic in just waiting with the Eagles. He's young. A better job could come along. He has a chance to win here and keep doing a great job, but I don't blame him for taking it. It's a ton of money. It's a guaranteed job. I'm happy for him that he got a job after trying for so many years. Now, from the Eagles, there is a bunch of different ways to look at this. First, let's talk about the job Kellen Moore did. So when Kellen Moore was hired, it was viewed as he's going to come in, run his offense, call all the plays, and Nick's just going to be off to the side. That didn't end up happening. Kellen Moore obviously had a lot to do with the success of the offense, and he clearly made changes. Like, there was changes made from the offense from 2023 to 2024. But Nick was involved in the offense. Jalen Hurts was involved in the offense. Jalen audibled at the line a ton. There were plays Nick called. So Kellen Moore is a loss, but I don't think it is like a earth-shattering loss that it might be like. So let's say Ben Johnson leaving Detroit. I think that's a major loss for the Lions. I don't view Kellen Moore leaving the same way as I do Ben Johnson leaving the Lions. Now, Kellen Moore did do a good job here. He walked into a tough situation considering the kind of collapse the team had just been through, the season Jalen was coming off of, the fact they were struggling so much against the blitz. And I think it could have been a tense situation with Nick. I think Nick was involved in the hire of Kellen Moore, but obviously Lurie and Howie had a lot to do with Kellen Moore coming in. Nick and Kellen seem like they became great friends. So credit to both of them for what could have been a tough situation. I think working well in it and, you know, handling it well. So credit to Kellen Moore for the job he did here and for how it all worked out. Now let's talk about replacing Kellen Moore. I think the clear in-house favorite is Kevin Petullo. Now, Kevin Petullo came with Nick to the Eagles. And I asked Sirianni earlier, prior to the Super Bowl, during Super Bowl week, about Kevin Petullo, and here's what Nick had to say.
Yeah, very important to the success that we've had. He wears a lot of different hats. Helps me a lot with different things, with head coaching things. I can't tell you that I make a decision without, you know, saying to Kevin first, what do you think? That's in everything. That's in game. That's out of game. That's with scheduling. That's with offensive stuff. You know, that's with game management stuff, and lean on him a lot. And then him and Kellen, I mean, they're together at all times, you know, talking through the offensive stuff. And he's kind of that same sounding board for Kellen on the offensive side. Eight years with Kevin. So, you know, that again, that continuity is really important because he knows what I'm thinking in certain situations, how you want things to be taught, all those different things. So he's just been a great resource, you know, for me the entire time, our success this year, but really our success that we've had since we've been here. Can't be great without the greatness of others, and that completely is definitely a fact with Kevin Petullo, and I trust him with everything. Man, got a ton of trust and faith with him. He's awesome.
So very clearly, Nick thinks highly of Kevin Petullo. It's his right-hand man. As you can hear him say, every decision he's made with Kevin Petullo helping, whether that be in-game, out of game, during the week. You know, Kevin Petullo has been a big, big part of Nick Sirianni. And that's why he is a favorite to be promoted. He knows the offense. He's been around the team. But here's the issue with Kevin Petullo. He's never called plays. And I think highly of Kevin Petullo. I think, you know, him being around Nick, the times I've talked to him, seems like a smart guy. Like, I get the Kevin Petullo appeal. But the issue with him is he's already in the building. And if you look at 2018, coming off the Super Bowl in 2017, and you look at 2023, coming off going to the Super Bowl in 2022, they promoted from within. Now, maybe those seasons would have been disasters anyway. I don't think in 2017, Mike Groh is the main reason the team struggled. Just like I don't think in 2023, Brian Johnson is the main reason the team struggled. But I do think there is truth to promoting from within is just not always a good call. I think especially coming off a successful year. Mike Groh and Brian Johnson, I think, like, the team got stale. They were already in the building. They already had Mike Groh's ideas. They already had Brian Johnson's ideas. And I'm happy for them that they got promoted. And I understand the value of when you have a staff of promoting from within, of showing people that if you work hard, you can get promoted and get the job. But the difficulty the Eagles are going to face next year is every single team in the league is going to be gunning for them. Every single team in the league is going to have been looking at them, what they do, how they can beat them. If they come back with similar ideas and similar ways they run the offense, I get the continuity part of it, but that is going to be a struggle, just like it was in 2018 and just like it was in 2023. I think the Eagles offensive coordinator job is probably the best job, the best offensive coordinator job in the NFL. You get to call plays, you get to work with an unbelievable amount of talent, and it's a head coach factory. The last two offensive, or two of the last three offensive coordinators became head coaches. The defensive coordinator and Jonathan Gannon became a head coach. If Vic Fangio wanted, and if Vic Fangio was 30 years younger, he would probably be a head coach. So it is a premier job for a premier team with premier talent, and you get to call plays. Like, they could probably hire any single non-offensive coordinator head coach in the league if they wanted. If I was an agent of a coach, I'd be begging him to get me an interview for this job. So this is the Eagles' chance to get one of the brightest minds in the NFL to come here and to give them new ideas. Now, I don't want this guy to come in and overhaul the offense. I don't think they need a completely new offense where Jalen spends all year learning a new offense. But 25%, 20%, 30%, like, they're going to need to switch things up next year. And so this is a chance to get that mind in here. Kevin Petullo, maybe he has ideas that he hasn't been able to use because he's not in a complete position of power. But when you describe yourself as half head coach, half offensive coordinator, I feel like you've probably brought all your ideas to the table. He was there in 2023 during the collapse. And I think bringing in Kellen Moore helped with new ideas. What this position should be used as is getting new ideas. Yeah, the guy will call plays. That's great for the guy that calls plays and for him and his career development. But ultimately, this is about getting a fresh set of eyes on the offense. This team cannot become stale. That is a number one thing they have to avoid, becoming stale. And I just think that if you promote Kevin Petullo, you really, really risk becoming stale. Now, here's the other part of this. Kevin Petullo is Nick's guy. Like, you heard that in Nick's answer there. What if Nick wants to promote Kevin Petullo? And what if Howie and Lurie think how I think, which is, don't want to get stale. He's already here. Kevin Petullo has made it clear he wants the job. Last week, he said that at the Super Bowl. He absolutely wants it. He made it sound as if he had passed up other jobs to stay here, or maybe he meant he was passed up for it multiple times. But ultimately, Kevin Petullo wants it. So if they decide not to give it to him, will Kevin Petullo go somewhere else? Can he get a better job? And if he finds a better job or a job he's willing to leave for because it's clear he's not going to become a coordinator here, what does Nick do? What if Nick wants Kevin Petullo to stay, wants him to be the offensive coordinator, and Howie and Lurie say no? So look, it's a celebratory week. The parade's on Friday. This is a prop. This is, I get if you don't want to think about this drama. But it is an important inflection point in the relationship between Howie and Nick if he wants to promote Kevin Petullo and the Eagles don't want to promote him. My opinion, this is not informed, I've not heard this. I would be surprised if Howie's first choice is Kevin Petullo. Howie feels like a hire from outside, find a young offensive mind, use this as an opportunity, and just give Kevin Petullo a raise to make him happy. That is my guess of how Howie would want to handle it. But Kevin Petullo has to cooperate, and then Nick has to be okay with it. Nick has always been awesome at working with people in NovaCare. I think one of Nick's best skills, and you see it on the field, is his ability to get along with people and to create a good culture. But Nick now has a Super Bowl ring, and they're going to be negotiating a new contract. If there's ever a time for Nick to make a power play, this is it. And so it'll be interesting to see how this is handled. It'll start soon. Obviously, the parade's Friday, but they're going to start lining up interviews before then. Interview won't happen before then. I'd be surprised, but it'll be soon. So this is something they're going to have to deal with. This is something they're going to have to work out. And we know that in 2017, when it all started to fall apart after they won the Super Bowl, it was because Doug wanted more control of his staff. And this could be the time, if there's ever going to be a time where Nick wants complete control of the staff, where he just picks, this is the time to do it. So, speaking of the Eagles staff, I wanted to play for you an interview I had with Christian Parker, the Eagles defensive backs coach. I talked to him at the Super Bowl. And man, I'm just so impressed by Christian Parker. The job he did this year, obviously Jeff Stoutland's the gold standard for assistant coaching jobs, what he does with that offensive line. But I can't remember a time an assistant coach in my time covering the Eagles did a better job than the job Christian Parker did this year. Getting Quinyon Mitchell, getting Cooper DeJean, getting Reed Blankenship, getting Chauncey. Like, the way this secondary played was unbelievable. Even when Keeley had to go in, you know, I thought he played pretty well. So I sat down and I talked to Christian Parker about his philosophy as a coach, the job this year, and, you know, who to keep an eye out for. So it's a long one. It's about a 4.5-minute interview, but I think it's worth listening to because I think he's a really bright guy. And as coaches around the league start to hire away for their own staff, Christian Parker's a name to keep an eye on. So here's Christian Parker at the Super Bowl. So
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, assuming Vic Fangio doesn't go anywhere, like, and I don't think he will be, then Christian Parker is not going to be the coordinator next year. But Christian Parker has worked with Vic Fangio for a few years, obviously this year and then in Denver. And I think he's only like 37, 38. He's a young guy. I would do everything I can if I'm the Eagles to keep this guy. Vic Fangio is not going to be here forever. He's already older. He's coached for a bunch of years. If you can keep Christian Parker and not have him hired away on someone else's staff, that would be such a major, major deal for this team. And I know I just said don't promote from within on the offensive side, but man, Christian Parker is such a good young coach. I'd be curious to see his wrinkles to it. Like, and I don't think anyone's hiring Kevin Petullo away, to be clear, but Christian Parker could get hired away. And so this is a name to keep an eye on. And I think the Eagles got to do whatever they can to keep him because I think he has a super, super bright future. So on the other side, let's get into what everyone wants to hear about. We're going to talk about the parade because Philly is going to throw a party on Friday. So on the other side, the parade information, what to keep an eye out for, and just some thoughts on the parade in general. But first, a word from our sponsors.
Obviously, Quinion and Cooper this year have, I would say, probably exceeded expectations from rookies. I'm curious, as a coach, like, how did you attack getting them ready for what has obviously ended up being very big roles on the team?
I think it's harder than rookie minicamp in terms of football 101, you know, from field spacing to leverages and all those things. I think we really challenged both of them that they had the potential to have a role, but potential is a dangerous word because you know, either you fulfill it or you don't. And I think both of them have been really aggressive in their approach to do that, whether it's extra meeting time, watching the film, just learning things to endear themselves to their teammates and do things the right way. So it really was an aggressive approach, but really at that point it's up to them on how they handle it, and I think they've handled it exceptionally well.
So let me know if this is too vague of a question, but the job you've done this year is very impressive. As a defensive backs coach, just what's your philosophy on what you think makes a great defensive backs coach? Like, what do you think are the key parts of your job?
Well, number one, I think it's about everybody being on the same page and being connected. I think it starts with us as the coaching staff. So Leroy and Joe being on the same page with Vic, being an extension of him and how we see things. I think it's important to be demanding of those guys on the little details. Everybody's talented, but what are the little things that you're willing to do to separate yourself from everybody else? How are you willing to cause other people to make plays? So whether that's, you know, Reed being the trick safety and catching a 3-0 so Chauncey can play with outside leverage and capture a sail route, or Cooper, you know, rerouting a player so it takes the speed off of somebody. somebody else to make the corner's job easier, or whatever it is. Just understanding how we're connected on the back end, and then when it's your time to put that hard hat on and win your one-on-one, then you own that too.
So being around a guy like Vic Fangio, obviously you're a younger coach. He's a bit of an older coach. What's that experience been like, and what do you think you've learned from him that you feel will help you the rest of your coaching career?
So obviously my second year with Vic, he hired me in 2021 in Denver. I think the one thing with Vic is just he's consistent as they come. So every day I know I can walk by his office on Monday morning, I know what he's doing. Monday afternoon, I know what he's doing. Tuesday morning, I know what he's doing. He's very consistent in what he does. He has a process. He sticks to it. He challenges us as coaches. He challenges players in his own way. And I think he's phenomenal. There's not a better defensive mind or a game plan, game day play caller than him. I've learned so much from him. And I continue to do so.
What have you learned from Nick Sirianni this year?
I think the main thing with Nick, man, is, you lock in and you're laser focused on the little things and how they become big. And so being, the tough detail together, those things, he always talks about it. Football hasn't changed. So how you tackle, how you get off blocks, how you catch the ball, how you disrupt the ball, how you're situationally aware, those things will never change. And his awareness for how to prepare a team from a mental perspective is at an extremely high level. He's always challenging us as coaches. He's challenging himself. He's accountable to himself first. And I think when you have a leader who's accountable to himself first, willing to admit when he makes mistakes, willing to have a wide lens on what everybody needs and allow you to do your job at a high level, but he's very clear in terms of his expectations of what he expects you to do, your group to do, and individual players to do, and explicitly state that, I think that's a sign of a really good head coach, and he does a really good job.
Last one, I know you're laser focused on the game, but I'm just curious to your perspective. Who's maybe a young corner or safety on the roster that fans aren't talking about now, but you get to see him all the time, that you're really excited about, you think has a bright future?
I love our room, but I think two guys who really stand out consistently on the scout team and on the day-to-day have been Keely Ringo and Andre Sam. I think both of them have really bright futures. Both of them are extremely gifted from an athletic perspective. I think they've both grown in their knowledge of the game. And I'm excited to kind of see what steps they're going to take. I think their teammates trust them. They give those guys on scout team. They really take pride in what they do on the scout team. But between them and Eli Ricks and Tristan McCullum, who's gotten some exposure this year, Sidney Brown, who does a phenomenal job coming back from injury the way he has and contributing on special teams, Tariq Castro Fields, A.J. Woods, the whole room. Perry Nicholson is a whole different player, but what he brings to the room is invaluable as well. So all those guys have done a phenomenal job this year, just being invested and being consistent in what we ask them to do.
Awesome.
So the day everyone has been waiting for is here. The parade details are out. From the second Eagles won the Super Bowl, even before, it was, when is the parade going to be? When's the parade going to be? When's the parade going to be? And the parade is going to be on Friday. The Eagles parade will be on Friday, and we have the details of all of it. So the parade is going to take the same route that it did in 2017, or I guess 2018 the parade was. Start at the NovaCare complex on Patterson, go all the way down Broad, loop around City Hall, and then end at the Art Museum. The parade is set to start at 11 a.m., and they will get to the Art Museum at 2 p.m. So first of all, that's a long parade route, man. From Patterson to Art Museum on a normal day, but with traffic, is like 20 minutes. So they'll be going slow. They will, if you're there, you'll have a chance to see everybody. There'll be tons of buses. 11 to 2 p.m. is the parade. At 2 p.m., that is when the speeches will begin. Those will go from 2 to 3:15. So overall, it goes from 11 to 3:15, with 2 to 3 being the speech part of it. So first of all rides on the Broad Street Line and the L are going to be free, thanks to Kevin Hart, obviously big Philly guy, great comedian, big Eagles fan. So you'll be able to get on the Broad Street Line and the L for free on Friday. All schools will be closed on Friday. And then along the parade line, they're going to have 15 Jumbotrons lining the parade route with live footage and a replay of Super Bowl 59. And they expect over 1 million Eagles fans to attend the parade. I believe in 2017, they got 1.4 million. I think you could beat it this time. I guess there's a lot of people that, not a lot, because it was 1.5 million people there. But like, I would be surprised if everyone that went to the parade last time is going to go. And I do think there'll be some people who didn't go that regretted not going that'll go this time. So it's going to be crazy. It's going to be crowded. I'm trying to think where I feel like the best spot to watch it would be. I kind of think the best spot to watch it would be at the beginning. And the reason is I think it'll be the least crowded there. You'll get to see him early. I'm sure there'll be a Jumbotron there to watch it. You could go to a bar around there eventually. I just think being by the art museum, unless you're super close, like they're going to be far away regardless. You're not going to be up on the steps. And, you know, maybe you could argue like Broad and I don't know, Broad and like Reed or Broad, like around there would be cool too, because you're a little bit in it, but you're not super crowded into it. I think if you, once you get up to City Hall, it's going to be silly crowded. I think the parkway is going to be silly crowded. Maybe this is a 37-year-old me talking, but I think the beginning of the parade route's cool. You get to see them all when they're first super excited. You'll definitely get a chance to see them all. I think that'd be a cool place to watch it. So 11 a.m. to 2, and at 2 is when the speeches begin. And man, I can't wait for these speeches. Nick Sirianni's Super Bowl speech could be an all-timer. It could be potentially more epic than Jason Kelce's. Now, Jason Kelce's is the mummer costume and everything. It's going to be, you know, it's hard to top. But Nick is so good in these moments. He's so good at talking about emotion. And he has the same thing Kelce has, which is a bit of a grudge against people that questioned him. So I think Nick's will be really good. Landon Dickerson, we've seen his pregame speeches. I think he'll be awesome. Jordan Mailata's will be really, really good. I bet he speaks. Darius Slay, an underrated one. He's really funny. He's a veteran. I think he'll be good at it. Jalen will speak, and we'll see what Jalen says. You know, Jalen's not a loud talker. He's not really a yeller, but maybe this is his chance to show that side of him that we see in pregame. Saquon, a partier, so we know maybe he'll have a drink or two before he gets to the podium, but he's also a very PR buttoned up kind of guy, so I don't think he'll go crazy, but it'll be really cool to see him talk. Howie, two-time Super Bowl champion, Hall of Fame guy, we'll probably have a chance to see him talk, and then Brandon Graham. So we'll see what Brandon says about retirement before then. But yeah, Brandon Graham will be a good one to see as well. So I'm excited for the parade. In 2017, I wasn't able to go just because the craziness in Minnesota. I wasn't there, but I will be at this one. So I'm So I'm super excited to see it. And yeah, I'll hopefully meet up with some people if that's possible. So those are the parade route. That's the parade route and plans. We'll talk about it more as it gets closer, but can't wait. Going to be a super fun day. So that'll do it for today's Daily Go Birds Pod. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys on Thursday. But as always, he's Elliot, I'm James. Talk to you guys later.
Go Birds!
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.